How the Bear People Lost Fire, a Native American Tale. After the human people were created and began to walk about, they soon became very hungry. There were wild foods to eat in the warm months, but in the cold winter, their bellies often grumbled. Hunting was of little use to them, for they had no way to cook game. The human people did not yet possess fire. In those days, the bear people were the keepers of fire. Chief Bear did not want to share fire with the two-legged newcomers, so he and his people carried it with them wherever they went. Once, the bear people were hungry. As they went out in search of food, they came upon a wood filled with good acorns. Chief Bear set fire on the ground and commanded Hunter Bear to tend it. "You feed fire," he growled. "I am chief and I am hungry." The chief went quickly into the wood, leaving Hunter Bear to tend fire. Hunter Bear began to think of the delicious acorns lying thick upon the ground, and his stomach rumbled with hunger. Just then, Hunter Bear saw Old Woman Bear walking with a basket to the wood to gather acorns. "You there, old woman, it is your turn to feed fire," he demanded. "A hunter must eat to keep up his strength." Old Woman Bear waited patiently beside the fire. "I am feeding the fire," she thought, "but I am forgotten. Nobody brings me acorns so that I may eat." Old Woman Bear saw Young Bear heading toward the wood. "Listen to me," she ordered. "I am old and I am hungry. I must go and gather my own acorns, or I will surely starve. Stay here and do not forget to feed fire." Young Bear fed fire for interest for a while, but then he grew bored and hungry. "Why should everyone else eat acorns while I feed fire? No one will know if I go and gather acorns. I am small, and it will not take long for me to eat my fill. I will hurry back to fire before Old Woman Bear's return." Young Bear left fire and ran into the wood to eat acorns. Fire burned lower and lower until it was only a weak flame licking at the coal. "Feed me," Fire called. The bears were deep in the wood and did not hear Fire. "Feed me," Fire cried again and again. Fire was almost extinguished. A thin wisp of smoke coiled up into the air. Once more, Fire called out with his last bit of strength, "Feed me." A small band of the new human people were passing by and heard the call. They came to the place where Fire was dying. "Feed me," he whispered. "If you give me sticks to burn, it will be a good thing. I will warm you on cold nights. I will give you light and protect you in the dark of night. If you take care of me, I will have many good things to eat in all season." The human people took a stick from the north and fed it to the fire. They took a second stick from the west and gave it to the fire. From the south, they took a stick and laid it on fire. In the east, they found another stick and offered it to fire. A bright flame licked the wood hungrily, and fire blazed up, hot and strong. Suddenly, the human people heard the bear people coming. Young Bear came running up first and saw the humans feeding fire. "What are you doing?" he cried. "Fires belong to the bear." Fire grew stronger. "The bear people left me to starve," it cracked. "I do not know you any longer." Next came Old Woman Bear, carrying a basket full of acorns. She was angry to see the humans tending fire. "Why do you feed the flames?" she demanded. "Fire belongs to the bear people." Fire rose higher. You left me alone to starve, it sizzled. I do not know the bear people anymore. Just then, hunter bear sprinted from the wood. Stop feeding the fire, he growled. Fire belongs to the bear people. Fire burned brighter. The bear people forgot me. They left me to starve. It popped. I do not know them anymore. Suddenly, a roar rang out as the chief bear bolted from the wood. Go away, human people. Fire belongs to the bears. Fire flamed up red hot. The bear people left me alone to starve and die, it blazed. The human people saved my life, and now I am their friend. They will never forget fire. They will always need me. I will live with the humans now. I do not know the bear people any longer. Fire stayed with the human people and never returned to live with the bears. The human always remembered to feed fire, and they received many gifts in return. Fire gave them warmth, light, and protection. And from that time on, they had many good things to eat throughout all the seasons.